Hey everyone, it's Pastor Mike. Before we get to today's episode, I want to encourage you with another one of our podcasts that take you deeper into God's Word. After listening here, please check out Little Things with Amber L.B. Swenson. Amber's one of our bloggers and writers, and she's amazing at helping you navigate life's challenges by keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. Amber is a sister in Christ, really mature, really honest, really funny, a really good friend of mine, and I know she's going to encourage you with her message. Just search for Little Things wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I recently read an article in which they highlighted an opportunity to volunteer for people that I thought was really interesting. They were looking for people to volunteer to cuddle with babies, like newborn babies, but not just any babies. They were looking for people to cuddle with drug-addicted babies. Since the year 2000, the number of babies who are born addicted to drugs because they were delivered by parents who were addicted to drugs has increased by 383% in the United States. That is substantial. And these babies, who are incredibly vulnerable, have no ability to take care of themselves, have no ability to help themselves. They need to be weaned off the drugs. They need to go through a detox, basically, so that they're no longer addicted to the drugs that are inside their body. And the hospitals have found that one of the things that helps a great deal is very simply having somebody cuddle with the babies and holding them for long periods of time. And so they're looking for volunteers to go to hospitals to do this. And if you're looking to do that, just call your local hospital. They probably have a program that's set up to be able to do that. But they have found that the drug-addicted babies who are held and cuddled for long periods of time, they need less medication and they get out of the hospital a lot sooner than the babies who don't have somebody hugging and cuddling them. They're vulnerable and they need help. This week in our talks together, we're going to be spending some time talking about how Jesus knows that we are vulnerable. Maybe not in exactly the same ways, but in many ways. He really acknowledges that when he uses the comparison to us as sheep and him as our shepherd. Sheep are incredibly vulnerable. It's not really all that flattering that the Bible compares us to sheep. I once saw a video of a sheep that got stuck in a tire swing. So somehow, I don't know how, it got stuck in this tire swing, and it tried to run out of the tire swing, but instead of getting out of the tire swing, it just went up in the air, and then swung back, and then went up in the air again, and then swung back, and then it finally hit the ground, and then it tried to get out again, and it went up in the air, and it just kept going like this. And I never saw the sheep get free from the tire swing. Maybe the person who took the video finally got them out. But it was completely vulnerable to getting stuck, and sheep are vulnerable to getting stuck. They have these short little stubby sheep legs that can't get them out of much trouble, and they're just soft and fluffy on the outside, so they get stuck in the thorn branches. And sheep are not only vulnerable to getting stuck, they're also vulnerable to getting hurt. Sheep have very poor eyesight. They can't tell if this fuzzy blob coming at them is another little lamb or a fierce mountain lion until it's too late. They're pretty defenseless. They don't have the strength of an ox. They don't have the tail of a scorpion. They don't have the teeth of a shark to defend themselves. They have nothing. They're vulnerable. And so are we. So are you. We'll talk a lot about our specific vulnerabilities as we go through the week, but as we get going into this week, and as you think about the ways that you're vulnerable, the times in life that you don't feel safe, I want to leave you with a wonderful verse from the book of Deuteronomy, where it says this. It says that underneath you are God's everlasting arms. Underneath you are God's everlasting arms. Maybe you feel vulnerable like those little drug-addicted babies, and you feel completely helpless to be able to move on in life with any kind of confidence. Well, underneath you are God's everlasting and loving arms. And they're the arms of a God who knows how it feels to be vulnerable. He was vulnerable on a cross. He was vulnerable in human skin. Vulnerable enough that his blood was shed, his skin was pierced. And through all of that, he proved that he's going to love you through everything. Those are the arms we're going to find refuge in this week. I'm glad to be here with you doing just that.